Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal every single week on the show with us tonight. We've got Torch guitarist Jonathan Nunez. How are you?
Pretty good. How's it going? And thanks for having me.
Of course, it's going great. Happy to have you on the show. We're talking about the new Torch album, Admission, and it's been 4 years and a lineup reconfiguration since the last album. What does Admission reveal about the different band dynamic?
I think it's a record that showcases, at least to us, the energy and the excitement going into writing this record, playing live with a new lineup, and just kind of, you know, the core of the band, which has been Steve, Rick, and I since, for almost 16 years now, just kind of working through some stuff that maybe had some people second guessing about continuing to do the band, or maybe just taking a break, and stuff of that nature. But after changing the lineup and doing a tour 9 days after changing that lineup, with 9 days to, like, okay, we ask our friend here, Eric, to be a bass player. Is it going to work? And he was all about it. He was into it. And we just jumped in and did a 30-day North American tour. And that just kind of almost definitely overshadowed any sort of preemptive feelings about jumping into writing another record or anything other than just going full force into writing and carrying on like we have, you know, in between any other record. Just like, all right, we're touring, but we're gonna get back into writing mode and continue to move forward. So this record really captures the drive, the energy, and just honing in on our, I think, like, things we've wanted to do post Restarter, which is our last record, like things we wanted to be playing live, arrangements we might have had in our heads. So it's an accomplishment in that regard. A record that really has a full, well, like what I would consider an album experience, top to bottom. Where our live sets, we can do that much easier because we're pulling from different albums. So I think subconsciously we wanted to pull that off in a one record scenario.
Jonathan Nunez of Torch with us on the show tonight. Torch's latest record is called Admission. Here's a tune from it, Slide, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Torch guitarist Jonathan Nunez on the show with us tonight. Again, we're talking about the new album, Admission, and the palette of your influences is pretty broad. How does incorporating something far beyond left field invigorate you creatively?
For us, I mean, I was thinking about this earlier, talking with some friends. If people had an insight into maybe what gets played in the van, and, you know, even coming up as a young kid in Miami, there's a 10-year gap between Steve and Rick and I. So I grew up listening to a lot of Latin music, a lot of booty bass, a lot of electronic music. And then later I was like, oh, I like oldies. And then after that, you know, my dad put on Van Halen and it was over. I was like, what the hell is this? And shortly after, I'm like, oh, I want to play guitar. And he's like, you want to be like this? I'm like, I don't know. I just want to give it a try. And then people your age start playing guitar or whatnot. And you're like, I want to try that at least. You know, I'm going to be conservative. I just want to try. And I don't know, when you see somebody your age do that, play 4 chords through distortion, is like, oh wow, all life plans are different. And, you know, moving forward, your friends are showing, you're going, like I said, coming up on certain things, your friends then are just showing you like punk, hardcore, thrash metal, death metal. You're like, all right, what's Napalm Death, like, what's next? Like, come on, I need more, and I need to push boundaries. So with this, I think it pulls from a lot of different areas of our interest and stuff that comes from us naturally, but I feel that we are lucky enough to, like, achieve a continuity just, you know, based off, like, how maybe the amps are set, how we tune, how we play. Like, we can really go from, you know, an upbeat kind of vibe to a super noisy, heavy, dirty sound, no problem. I feel like on the same release, but achieve a continuity because, A, it's coming from a very honest place. And I guess through our palette of what we create and what we listen to, I guess it's all just like this, it's like a fun ball machine of musical inspiration and influences that translate through. A lot of the stuff, you know, is written very spontaneously in the moment. So I guess it's like a spontaneous kind of culmination of inspiration and things that you want to, like, almost maybe, whether subconsciously or not, want to check off a list of, like, man, I've been wanting to write a part like this, or I want to play a part live that dynamically accomplishes this feeling, or like, I want, you know, even down to like, all right, I want this part where the drums and the bass play alone. Okay, cool, let's do this. Okay, and then that'll, 30 minutes later, there's half a song or a complete song. Not always that lucky, but there's always something pulling from somewhere. And we don't, like, sit down and, like, dissect anything too much other than, like, our own demos. But there's always this ongoing influence of stuff, like, nonstop. Like, we're always showing each other stuff. Like, when we get together for tours, there's so much. It's like trading, instead of like trading cards like kids would, we're like trading songs, obscure demos, or touching on stuff that maybe we came across on the road, but no one's really delved in and you know, really been the first one to take the plunge into something new. So we're always just showing stuff. So it's always just like nonstop stuff going around, being shown, being shared, and I don't know, just keep things fun, I guess. And I guess that's where that wide-reaching sound maybe comes from.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Torch's latest record, Admission, is out now. Jonathan Nunez, Torch guitarist, is with us tonight. Coming up, music from Metallica, Black Sabbath, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Pantera. Up next, though, we'll get to Joss's weekly pick from The Pit and more with Jonathan. Full Metal Jackie. We've got Torch guitarist Jonathan Nunez on the show. Again, we're talking about the latest album from Torch. It's called Admission. And musically, nothing is off limits when it comes to Torch songs. What's the most unusual direction that anything and everything approach took while making Admission?
I mean, yeah, we try to not really, you know, setting up limits is not something we really have ever, you know, set into place for ourselves when writing or mixing or, you know, anything musically related, really. And even as far as the artwork or layouts for these records, we try to do something that has a continuity to the music. So as long as it feels right, it feels genuine and translates, you know, to what the album, what's going to round out an album. Like, sometimes you'll come up with some tracks and you're like, okay, it's a great song, but it's not going to be on the record. It should be a 7-inch or something, like a single B-side. But as far as what makes it onto these records, it should be, and I feel like this one is even more of an example of a record that should be a full, an all-encompassing experience. Like, nothing is off the table, but as far as this collection of songs, there's a certain continuity, whether you can break them off into little groups or, you know, look at it as a spread out piece that is like a sonic journey that has like its ups, its downs, its heavier, noisier stuff, the more melodic stuff. It should be like a well-balanced meal. I don't know. Maybe that's a certain way to describe it. But with this one, I think there was absolutely no blueprint to how it should be done. Not that anything we've ever done has had that, but this one especially was just a really collaborative effort. It was three songs that Steve brought to the table, three songs that Eric brought to the table, three songs that I brought to the table, and then two other songs that were collaborations amongst us, like in the room together playing. And even the other songs, there was stuff that each member added their part or, you know, change something up a little bit. Like, that's what makes it fun, is having every member leave their mark on it. And it's exciting when it's on the track that you wrote, because something can be reinterpreted or voiced differently, which makes it refreshing and exciting for you. So always reaching for something different, pushing to not tread the same ground over and over, while acknowledging you have, you know, we have a sonic signature, we have our sound, and that's undeniable, but that's one aspect of it. The other aspect is every record reaching out further into what we're into, being more of what we've done in the past, but with new inspiration, new ideas, while bringing, even more importantly, in my opinion, new ideas, new things to add to the lifeline or whatever of the band.
Jonathan Nunez of Torch with us on the show tonight. Again, the new record from Torch is called Admission, and it's out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, new music from The Who, we'll hear from Black Sabbath, and more with Jonathan. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Torch guitarist Jonathan Nunez with us on the show tonight. Not only are you part of the band, but you were also on the other side of the glass handling the actual recording of Admission. What's the biggest challenge when it comes to tracking your own band?
I feel like after doing it for so long, it's always like, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's cool. It'll be fine. And then you're like, you start saying, I'm like, oh yeah, there's this thing here called writing vocals on the fly. Not on the fly, really, but Steve will write some stuff, but, you know, there's always a certain amount of tracks that are kind of left to be determined vocally, and we'll sit in there in the control room and kind of brainstorm based off, like, melodies, and I'll have him, like, sing along, like, a scratch vocal, and we'll work our way from there. Some, done, right out of the gate, boom, done, bye. But with recording your own band, I feel like everyone trusts me, especially on this one. There was such a clear vision of, like, what I felt this record should be, and I was really translating on all the demos. I was actually designing equipment, like guitar heads, guitar cabs, bass pedals, guitar pedals. It was just such an involvement, I guess. The most involved I've ever been was on this one. So designing all that stuff, all the demos would have these new sounds, introducing like dynamics no matter how much distortion or low the tuning was. It was a movement that was really engaging us, and it's always, you kind of leave it up for the group to decide, in a sense. You don't be like, well, I'm recording this record. It's more like, hey John, the demos are rad, how about you not only record it like you've done the other ones, but we want you to just mix it, just do it all, because we're more involved than we've been in the past with how we want things to feel. And we were capturing that, you know, in writing these songs and also in these demos that you've done. So I was like, absolutely, I'm more than into it. I have no problems, and I was super excited to mix it. And like I said, the equipment was designed for it, and it's all versatile. It's not just for our sound, but I knew because it was versatile, it was going to make mixing it rather pleasant, because there's not harsh. There's not, the clarity is there. There's a depth that's really exciting to work with. The performances were great. The room we recorded in was a little challenging acoustically, especially for drum sounds, but there was ways, you know, I guess that was the one thing. I was like, okay, that'll be the challenge for this record. You know, the vocal thing, whatever. We do that every time. But working with the acoustics in that room were a little challenging, but in the end, I think my goal was achieved, and the band seems very excited, and everyone's really happy with how this record translates to what we sound like live. It's a record that I feel someone can see us play live, buy it, and put it on whatever format, turn it up, and it's not going to be harsh. The way it was mixed was, it was mixed in a way that it doesn't fall apart as you turn it up. It expands and, like, sonically engulfs whatever space you're sonically occupying, whether it's a car, living room, kitchen, bedroom, whatever. You know, it was mixed from the musician's perspective, and I always try to capture the sound of a band, their natural essence, and really hone in on it, and that's what drew everybody in with the demos. And that was the main goal, was a real, true, honest capturing of what Torch sounds like live, the interplay between the instruments, the dynamics that go on, and make it enjoyable and listenable, obviously. But really, the first and foremost thing was, what do these guys sound like? What are we doing? So it was a lot of fun, actually. But as far as challenging, yeah, you know, writing some words here and there and some melodies were a little bit of a challenge. The room, again, the drum rooms needed some assistance, some treatment. But all in all, it could always be worse. But yeah, that wasn't too big a challenge, I guess. As long as I kept to the thing with keeping it honest, keeping it a realistic, like a snapshot of where we are sonically currently.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Torch guitarist Jonathan Nunez. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Norma Jean, and we'll hear more with Jonathan. It's Full Metal Jackie, Jonathan Nunez, Torch guitarist, with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the latest record from Torch, Admission. The band's been out on tour supporting this record. How does living a nomadic life provide you with creative inspiration as a musician?
Well, it keeps you on your toes. You're always somewhere different. And sometimes, you know, you revisit someplace, and also you revisit some points, and sometimes it's a different perspective on this destination, location, what have you. But I feel like you are also able to take that adventurous route and go spend some time in like Joshua Tree. You're able to go find some nook in some city where like, wow, this architecture is nuts. Some stuff looks like MC Escher over here. What's going on? But in all the travels and all that, it's like fuel and excitement and like a reward for all the work that you put in writing, you know, from that time that you were coming up with a riff and it might have came easy. Okay, cool. Maybe another time it was stressful, is you were stuck, you needed, I just can't get this idea to work, or I'm not getting what I was getting yesterday or what I got last month. And when you're traveling, whether it's like experiencing new food, meeting new people, seeing new things, I mean, there's no shortage of a awe moment when you're standing at the foothills of mountains, or even certain like just mega metropolitan areas. You're just at night, you know, just taking it in like, wow, there's a lot. And all these things, interactions with people, whether you know them or not, whether they're show related or outside of that realm, it's just, you know, the music has taken you to these places. You're traveling, you're really just enjoying the fruit of your labors, and you're experiencing all these new things. And I think when you, at the end of these trips and at the end of these like tour support cycles for these records, you want to continue to have those experiences, and you also want to honor the experiences you had, so you hone in on those feelings which ultimately are inspiring you to grab the guitar or just come up with something, because you want to go back to those destinations and you want to go to new ones. And you also are riding a sort of high knowing that your music has taken you places and will continue to take you to places, both new and old or familiar, based off how hard you work when you're putting in the work, writing the music, collaborating with other members, learning the riffs that they're bringing to the table, you know, like recording the record, mixing the record, mastering, all that, dealing with the artwork. All that work, it all pays off when you're traveling, when you're out. And the only reason a person like me, for instance, gets to go to Europe once or twice a year when we have a new record or whatever, that's all from the music. And if it weren't for all the work and the sacrifice that went into putting these records together, I would have not seen 75, if not 85% of the places that I've been to. And it's such a, I don't know, a beautiful experience knowing that you put in all this hard work and it really amounted to something. And there's somebody on the other side of the world that is excited about it, that is collecting the records, that might go as far as having a tattoo based off the artwork or the band. And I don't know, it's just wild. And it leads to more experiences and more experiences. And that's just the driving force behind it. It's just, you really do get as much out of it as you put into it. If that's something that I come across that train of thought so much. I never sit down and like, why am I even doing this? No, I know exactly why I'm doing this. I know why we all sacrifice so many things. And it's just, there's a high you get to this music while playing it that is unlike anything else. This feeling of gratification, accomplishment, and everything else melts away. And you're excited to be on the other side of the world, but essentially you're going to this destination, you know, whether like figuratively speaking, you're going to this place, and that place is provided by the connection that you have with your band members creating this one thing as a group that you can revisit when you're together playing together. And the fact that you can do it abroad and travel and do all this stuff based off this, it's pretty incredible to me.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Jonathan Nunez from Torch with us. Pick up the new album, Admission. I really appreciate you checking in, and good luck with the rest of this tour and with this new record.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Stick around, because there's more metal on the way.